This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And so we've been talking about this in the book. And as a course manual, it doesn't have to be a course manual. You can just read the book. But if you're interested in the book, that and you have any suggestions for topics that you'd like included, you can email me, USAPrepares at Outlook.com, USAPrepares at Outlook.com, and you can include your suggestions, what you'd like to see in the book. Maybe you've got something that's not in there already. And I've received from one of our students an image of chemtrails. Now I'm going to try to make sure that that image gets included in the book as well. You know, we have images, but you know, these are from other parts of the country besides directly over our farm. There'll be information on how to make a poultice. Generators. What's the fuel consumption of a generator? What size should you get? How to make a tincture? Imagine an in-person seminar with Dr. Norm Shealy. Imagine that. So there's a lot to think about, and the amount of material is vast and deep. So if you'd like to share with us your thoughts, you can certainly call in during broadcast and let us know what your interest level is. Do you think we're off base? Do you think we're on target? Would you come to Missouri for an in-person one day or weekend session? Or would you be interested in a week-long session? Should we build cabins where you actually have a destination and your vacation is USA Prepares, the school, where you actually are out there in the field? And I got to tell you that when you are walking around, you have a lot more questions than when you are not in a hands-on environment. Because you'll say, you know, let's say we're talking about cows or in the field, and you hear the rooster crowing. Well, what about the chickens? How do you raise the chickens? What kind of feed do they require? Do they eat grass? What happens in the winter? What kind of temperature range can a chicken endure? And how many eggs do they produce? And do they lay eggs every day? And what about free-range chickens? What about, you know, putting the chickens in a pen? What about a roof? I mean, there's a million questions, and we have the answers, probably to most of the questions. Any comments, Gwyneth, before we get into... Oh, so that's USAPrepares at Outlook.com. I have the website. I've have arranged for another hosting service, and I have to turn the website back on, you know, the USAPrepares website. So that's going to be turned on soon. I'm working on a whole bunch of things until I collapse at night. Early in the morning, broadcast, and prepare for the broadcast, do the farm work, work on the website, the computers, etc., and then collapse, and then start over 7 days a week. That's what I'm doing. Gwyneth is doing her portion in Australia. And we'd love to hear your comments. Are you interested or not interested? Yeah. Whatever you have to say, we'd love to hear it. And that's USAPrepares at Outlook.com. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, what I'm working on is getting more organized and, you know, being able to fit everything in the day and, it used to be that I would have one topic for the day, and I would just get up in the morning and I would just do that topic, like either writing or going out digging in the garden or planting or whatever. But that was good for that particular area, and I would get a lot done in that particular area. But I would be focused on putting in garden beds, and the dishes would be sitting on the sink for like 5 days. Because I've realized, you know, the Holy Spirit speaks to my heart and tells me what I should do. And he says, it's not good to leave the dishes. You know, you've got to do the dishes and then go out to the garden. And then it was like, well, now I want you, instead of just doing the dishes and going out to the garden, I want you to do the dishes and then spend an hour or so training the horse and then do the garden. And I've been finding that I've still had enough time to do the garden work that I need to do at the end of the day. So now I think I've got 4 tasks to do, which is doing the dishes and then and like cleaning the kitchen and laundry and that sort of thing as well, and then training the horse, and then gardening, and then probably writing. I think while I'm cooking the dinner in the evening is the time when I might do some writing, because I really, really have to get back into writing, because it's autumn here at the moment, and that means time to put winter crops in. So things like mangelwurzel or beets and kale, and they will be the 2 main winter crops this year. That and some fruit trees as well, and probably figs, and I think some almonds, and various other fruit trees. And this was, I've got to get into this, because I don't know, every winter I put more trees in, and, you know, I'm thinking to myself, is this going to be the last winter that I have access to fruit trees and nut trees, to go out and buy, you know, fruit trees and nut trees from the nursery, or to go online and buy some cuttings, some rooted cuttings, so that I, you know, and get them posted to me so that I can go and plant them. And every year, I think that it's going to be the last year, and I'm kind of grateful to God that thus far I've been given another year. But, you know, this is the sort of thing that we'll be dealing with in the book as well, but it's something that I'm having to learn, is how to organize your day so that you actually get everything done. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and believe it or not, I know you haven't seen this chapter in the book. There is a chapter on doing dishes, and that's something that's not taught in school. And literally,
right.
I can just tell you
not
what it is, class. Literally, the best... Yeah, but literally, the best time to do the dishes is immediately right after the meal, okay? So you can put them in the sink, put some water on the dishes, stack them up so they all get wet, and then we have a small brush. It's called a fingernail brush, and what it's used for is cleaning under your fingernails, but we use it for dishes instead. So it's a brush about 3 inches long, about 1.5 inches wide, and has a little handle. And so, for example, let's say we were having some pasta-type meal with spaghetti sauce. That would tend to stick on if you let it dry. Well, if you immediately get it wet, you can use this fingernail-type brush, keep it in the kitchen, right by the kitchen sink, and you can scrub off the surface. If you have a dishwasher, you clean the dishes before you put them in the dishwasher. You don't throw dirty dishes in the dishwasher because you clog up the filters, and it's harder on the pump and the seals and everything else. So you clean the dishes first, put them in the dishwasher. You have a container that might have been used for cottage cheese, and you keep water in that, and you put your silverware in that so it stays. So there's no hardening of the food on the knives, forks, and spoon. And when you, before you put it in the dishwasher, you use that same brush. And for pots and pans, you use one of those stainless steel scrubbers with one drop of liquid dishwashing detergent. If you don't have a dishwasher, you should have, anyway, you should have a drying rack with a towel under it. And you wash the dishes with that, with the washcloth or that fingernail brush or the stainless steel scrubber. Rinse them in warm water and let them air dry. That's how you do it. But you do it right away, and it's way faster than if you let the food harden on there. You need a chisel to get it off, you know, otherwise. So that's in the book as well. But Gwyneth, I wanted to share with the class some thoughts about how we got here. And we got here based on cheap energy. Literally, that's how we got here. There's a book called the Have More Plan. The Have More Plan. And it was written in 1973. And what it tells you is, you know, people used to live in the city. The machines were in the city. The engines were in the city, you know, the steam engines, etc., were at the factory. And there were these leather belts that traveled from the engine, if you will, all the way around the factory, and it ran all kinds of, there were all kinds of tap-offs of those leather belts to run presses and drills and lathes and etc. So the machinery was in the city, and the employees lived in the city, and they'd walk to work. Well, the Have More Plan of 1963 told people they could have more. And if they wanted more, they could move a little bit farther out from the factory. And they would pay less rent. So instead of having a small apartment and walking to work, they could have a larger apartment and walk farther to work. Or they could go farther out, and with cheap energy, they could commute to work. Or if they went even farther out, they could have maybe an acre or half an acre or a third of an acre or a quarter of an acre and their own house. And they would drive back and forth to work. So for 100 years, we have been driving back and forth to work, squandering enormous amounts of energy. So the Have More Plan taught people that they could have, you know, chickens and cattle and garden and all those wonderful things that we talk about. But so many people moved out of the city and into the suburbs and into these little neighborhoods and did not grow their own food and were not self-sufficient. But they did go back and forth to work and waste all that fuel. So we got here based on stupidity, carelessness, recklessness, and greed. I'm not talking about our class. I'm talking about the generally dumb public. Okay. So if you put that in combination with another book that was written in 2006 by James Howard Kunstler, K-U-N-S-L-E-R, James Howard Kunstler. It's called The Long Emergency. You can buy one for about $4 on eBay, The Long Emergency. And what it will tell you is that we wasted an enormous amount of energy, liquid energy, and doing the things that I mentioned from the book, The Have More Plan. Because people only followed part of the Have More Plan. They didn't follow the whole plan. They didn't move away from the city and become independent. They moved away from the city and they played badminton. They watched television. And they went to sports games and things like that. They became consumers. Consumers, not producers. Consumers. So because of that, we have this problem. And then we'll talk about the long emergency in just a minute.
Orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth and I are talking about the long emergency. And the long emergency was written by James Howard Kunstler, K-U-N-S-L-E-R, great author. And it's an easy read, and it will shock you. What it will teach you is that there is peak oil. And peak oil is, you know, there's oil under the ground, there's the easy stuff that just leaks out of the ground, and that's all been consumed. And then you go a little deeper and you get some more easy to extract oil, but it's harder than when it just comes to the surface by itself. And we've been going deeper and deeper and deeper on these oil wells, and we've been drilling more oil wells, and it's harder to get oil, and each oil well produces less and less and less. We're running out of oil. It's as simple as that. And the reason that we have not built any new refineries since the 1970s is because there's no need to. You don't need to build a refinery for less oil, right? That should be pretty clear. So we're not making any more oil. We just have to find where it is. But we're running out of it. And that's why there are emission. That's why the government is saying that you need to reduce the emissions because we're running out of air. Oxygen, clean air, and we're running out of the fuel. So, more miles per gallon. That's why you have plastic cars, plastic bumpers, plastic intake manifolds, lighten the weight of the car so they get more miles per gallon of fuel. All right, so we're running out of oil. And the long emergency teaches what it's going to be like after we've hit peak oil. Peak oil means we've extracted the maximum amount of oil per time unit, and we've already hit peak oil. So now we're on the decline. Less oil per day is being extracted. That's why we're so dependent on foreign countries for oil, because we're using their oil, because we're having trouble producing enough of our own, regardless of what the numbers tell you. We're running out of oil. That being the case, if you read the book, The Long Emergency, you'll learn why and what's going to happen with everything as we run out of oil. What'll happen is the result of not having cheap liquid fuel energy or liquid fossil fuels, as we would call them. We will have a collapse of industry, commerce, food production, and finance. Everything's going to collapse. So that being the case, you need to learn how to do everything for yourself. You need to learn how to grow your own food. You need to learn how to purify your own water. You need to know how to, once you get out of Dodge, survive. And that's what we're going to teach and have been teaching. So it's not like we're teaching, it's not like we're reading something and then regurgitating it and telling you, hey, this, oh, look, this is what we just learned. We've been doing it for years. Gwyneth has, I have, Dr. Sheely has, Kyle, Greg, this is what we do. This is how we live. Sharon, Kathy, your instructors, for the most part, live this lifestyle, the preparedness and sustainability lifestyle. As a matter of fact, there's a guy who wrote a course or a test for doomsday preppers to see how, you know, you could take this test and see how well you're prepared. And I believe, I talked to him on the phone about this test, and I told him that, you know, I took the test and I got the highest grade. Am I bragging? I guess maybe I am. I got the highest grade you could attain. I believe I got a higher grade than the guy who wrote the test. Seriously. Well, because he doesn't have a bulldozer. He doesn't have a backhoe. He hires that stuff out. You know, he doesn't have a truck to spread. You know, he didn't convert a salt spreader truck into a lime spreader truck. We did because we have to. There's nobody here to do those things for us, so we figured out how to do it. These are the kind of things that are in the book and that you'll see when you come to class. Basically, we're going to teach you how to do it, how to survive. That's really what this is, the way we do it. Gwyneth?
Yeah, and how to make terraces and swales on your land to prevent erosion and increase water infiltration so that you raise your water table so you don't have to dig such deep wells. So,
yeah.
Because, you know, 150 years ago, the wells used to be like 10 feet deep.
Yeah. Now they're 200 feet deep.
With the oil.
Right.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Zelensky, addressing Congress this morning, politely pointed out keeping the peace has failed in 2022, and new institutions are needed to keep the world safe. The leader of Ukraine is not the only one frustrated by America's leadership and feet-dragging mentality. New York Republican Representative Elise Stefanik.
This administration has been far too slow, not only in their implementation of sanctions, but the lack of completeness of sanctions. The Ukrainian people need those makes, and they need them now. They needed them yesterday.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says civilians are being murdered by Russian forces because President Biden is wasting time reacting and not leading.
The problem is this administration has delayed time and again, creating the situation to be worse, giving the wrong message to Putin. All of that's been a mistake. The weeks that he has waited now about whether the MiGs could go. How many people have died?
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Just about every Republican senator on Tuesday signed a letter for President Biden to throw out the Iran nuclear deal, as it would be disastrous to the United States. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
The Biden foreign policy is a disaster across the globe. Afghanistan is a disaster. Russia is a disaster. Ukraine's a disaster. China's a disaster. But there may be no part of the globe more dangerous in the Biden foreign policy than Iran. From the first days of this administration, the Biden foreign policy team set as its top foreign policy goal to negotiate a brand new nuclear agreement with Iran. The Obama nuclear agreement was catastrophically dangerous. And President Biden wants nothing more than to re-enter a deal that is even worse than the Obama deal.
Farmers and agriculture experts say Russia's invasion of Ukraine could force some livestock farmers in the Midwest United States to pay double for animal feed, resulting in higher prices at the store. Commodity prices for corn, that's the food for steers, pigs, chickens, and turkeys, have been on the rise before the war began about 3 weeks ago. The price of corn hit $7.50 per bushel shortly after the war began last month, the highest it's been in nearly a decade, and about $3 per bushel higher than it was last year. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This can be slight. What are today's hot? Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and class, as you see the world in chaos, with shortages in everything and escalating prices, it's really disconcerting. I read yesterday that oil prices have plummeted, and less than $100 a barrel. How much were they? $99.99. That's less than $100 a barrel. It's 1 cent less. So it's still astronomically high.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and Kathy was telling me, I talked with her yesterday, that we were talking about gas prices in Silicon Valley, California, being at the low of $6.19 for regular, and a high, and these are the least seven least expensive stations. The seventh least expensive station was $6.99 a gallon. These are enormously high prices. So she was telling me that she knows someone out there, and it's even higher than that, higher than $6.99. Bottom line is, you know, we're verifying these numbers. So it's real serious. Farmers can't. Diesel has gone up the same amount as gasoline as a percentage. So the farm tractors use diesel. That's, you know, most of them use diesel, and farmers are not going to be able to afford the diesel to run their tractors, especially the big farmers. They're, you know, they have 20,000 gallon tanks, so, you know, it's unsustainable. So we really need to reduce, reuse, and recycle, and actually really recycle. And we need to have less. We need to use less of everything. We got to stop the flying around, for vacations. We need to stop going to Disney. We need to stop this nonstop consumption and this nonstop wasting. We need to actually consider that we live on a planet that we're not going to be able to leave. We're stuck here, and to destroy it and to pollute it is insanity. So that's why you need to get away from people who are doing stupid things. That's why you need to get out of Dodge. You need to buy your own farm. We're not saying anything that we haven't said from the very beginning. No change in our tune. Get out of Dodge. Gwyneth, I wanted to share very simply with the class something that I think is very, very serious. And we've experienced this. So, class, we're working on a 1994 Chevrolet truck. And this truck had rust underneath it. The brake lines were rusted, and the wheel cylinders for the brakes were rusted. One of them was rusted in place. So when you step on the brake shoes of the rear brakes would expand outward against the brake drum and not retract. So it was like trying to drive this truck with the brakes on. There was only one wheel that was stuck. So it was because of the rust from the road salt that caused the piston of the brake cylinder to stick in place. So we bought new big box store brake cylinders. Lifetime guarantee. Of course, they're made in China, right? Well, here's what we found out. That the rubber boots on the brake wheel cylinders were already ripped so that they would not fully protect the piston and the cylinder of the brake. Of the brake cylinder properly in after the brake cylinder was installed. Okay. They came brand new in the package, opened the package, and the rubber boots were so thin that they were already ripped. And trying to reposition the rubber boot caused the boot to tear even more. So it is defective out of the box. And what would a typical mechanic who works for a company do in a situation like that? The car's on the lift, the truck's on the lift, the brakes are taken apart, all she has to do is replace the wheel cylinder, bleed the brakes, add brake fluid, test it, and then get the customer to pay for the repair. Would that repair shop say, listen, these brake cylinders aren't good enough for the long run, or would they just put them on and tell the customer, everything's all set, you're ready to go? I have a feeling the latter. That being the case, I'm telling you that I believe that there are cars alongside of you on the highways and byways that have these defective Chinese rubber parts in the braking system that will cause premature failures. Now, if that happens and the brakes fail, and there are four rubber parts in every brake wheel cylinder, four rubber parts, two that keep the hydraulic brake fluid from leaking out, and two that keep dust from getting in. So it's four rubber parts. Now, if they're made with this substandard Chinese rubber and they fail prematurely and you go to slam on the brakes and your brake fails, Is it possible that you can run into the vehicle in front of you? Sure. Is it possible that the guy behind you can slow down to not run into the back of you and crash into you because his brakes failed? Of course. So you've got vehicles all around you, left, right, front, back, coming toward you that have these Chinese parts. This is a real big problem, in my opinion, and I haven't heard anybody talk about it. So what did we do? My son said, what do you want to do, Dad? And I said, Ray Bestis. We're not going to use the house brand lifetime guarantee brake cylinders on this truck. Please order Ray Bestis, R-A-Y-B-E-S-T-O-S brand. Now, they're made in China, but they have much better quality standards. Okay? We don't make wheel cylinders. We don't make them. So it's going to be China or nothing. So the best thing you can do is get a brand that actually is reputable. And that's why I said Ray Bestis. But do you think the average shop would say to their customer, I'll tell you what, look, you know, we were hoping to have it yesterday. You know, when you brought it in, we're going to have it the same day or the next day, but we can't do that because the parts are defective. And it's only going to take 2 more days to get the parts. So now you're looking at 4 days if we work on it immediately as soon as we get the parts because they're special order. Because if you want the best ones, they cost more and they're not in stock. The stores only sell the cheap ones. You know, the house brand. Think about that, class. That's where we are today. And these are the kind of things that you'll learn in class when we talk about auto mechanics.
That means the guy can't work for 4 days.
Right. And here's what happens.
His job. He might lose his job. He might lose his job because he can't show up for 4 days. Mm-hmm. Flipping burgers or whatever.
Yeah, and so what about the condition of the truck that's on the lift? So the truck is on the lift, the brakes are taken apart, you know, there's no brakes in the rear, so we're ready to put the wheel cylinders on, but we can't. So we can't put the wheels back on the car to roll the car out of the shop to work on the next car because the car is apart. Now, we could spend another hour and put it all back together and then roll it out and then roll it back in and then take the wheels back off. We could do that. Now, who pays for that? Does the shop lose that hour or two of extra work, or do you charge the customer for it because the auto parts store sells junk? What do you do? Well, in our case, it tied up the lift bay for 2 more days. That means nobody gets work for 2 more days because of these junky Chinese substandard parts. And it happens like almost every day now. I'm serious. And nobody's talking about that except us. Why is that? Because I don't think there are any other broadcasters that get their fingernails dirty. You know, talk about, you know, Gwyneth was talking about contouring the land. So if you come to class and you want to know what contouring land is, we'll take a walk. We'll show you. We'll show you how to build a dam. We'll show you how to build a pond. We'll show you how to build a natural runoff pond where the water runs off the grass, goes into a pond, and below the pond there's a cattle waterer. No electricity. It's all nature. And it works, and it doesn't waste any water because there's a float valve in there, like in your toilet tank, that controls the level of water in the part where the cows drink. Doesn't waste any water. It's all natural. You build it once, and it's good to go for, I don't know. Ours has been going for 20 years. We've had the farm for 16, but it was built before we got here. These are things that we're going to teach. And they're not obvious. These are not obvious things if you just walk around and you haven't seen one before. But when it gets explained to you, then you understand. And I've got pictures that I've taken for the book on these systems. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's right. And also to build systems into your landscape so that the water soaks. If you've got a bit of a gradient difference on your farm, you can dig trenches and put dams and ponds in at the top of your land, a little bit down from the top of the hill so that you've got some catchment, that the water flows into the pond, and not only can you pipe it off from that point, but also the water will soak into the soil and it will raise the water table, and you will get springs developing at lower points on your land. And you actually, if you've got a dry creek bed, you may even get the creek flowing again. You know, and a lot of people think, gee, that's pretty amazing that you can actually get a dry creek bed on your land flowing again. And it'll start off as a trickle, but you'll find that as the aquifer fills, that you may, there's no guarantees because every geology is different, but you may get a permanent flow back in that creek. You know, if you put in swales and ponds and dams at high points in the land that are fed from the runoff of the land itself, okay, you don't just have the ability to water your cattle without using electricity. And unfortunately, the way that my land was set up, which was, you know, like decades before I moved on here, they put in a dam, but it was pretty near the low point of the land, which means that I still have to have a gravity pressure tank, and I still have to have a pump to pump water from the bottom of the dam up to the gravity tank, which sits on the dam wall and then feeds down through an irrigation system to provide water to my horse troughs and to my gardens and all the rest of it. And it is possible to build dams at a higher point on the land so that the whole thing is just fed by gravity. It's certainly possible to do that. Yeah.
And that's what we have.
It depends on your geology as well. Our particular block of land, I can see why they put the dam where they put it, because the higher points on my block of land, the granite continental bedrock's at the surface. So they couldn't put it there. But what I can do is I can put trenches in so that the water soaks in, and I am gradually getting springs back on this land, which is kind of nice, especially, you know, partway through winter they usually start.
We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. And USA Prepares is being provided via Genesis Communications Network. Free Speech Central. That's Genesis Communications Network. And if you value what you hear on Genesis Communications Network, including but not limited to USA Prepares, you might want to consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. We at GCN are under siege. There are people who don't want you to know the truth. There are people who absolutely, positively hate USA Prepares. These people do not want you to grow a garden. They don't want you to be self-sufficient. They don't want you to have more miles per gallon. They don't want you to learn about horses and cows and chickens and eggs and being self-sufficient. They don't want that. They want you to be dumbed down, and they want you to be a slave, an economic slave to their system. That's what they want. They want you to get the injection. And how do we know? We have been silenced on YouTube. YouTube does not like what we say, or at least people at YouTube don't like what we say. So big tech, big media, be careful. Be careful who you trust. And Gwyneth was talking about rebuilding your water supply, regenerating and refilling the aquifer. In Springfield, Missouri, Springfield used to get its water supply from 450 feet below the surface of the earth. That's where the aquifer is, except it's polluted. So they had to go down another 150 feet to 600 feet. That's how deep they had to go. Now, if you had to drill a well 600 feet deep, it would be tremendously expensive, and it would require an enormous amount of energy to pump water up 600 feet. So you'd have to have a big well pump. It would use a lot of current to run it. It would be expensive in every respect. So think about that. And, you know, I've been asked for advice and counsel on how to buy a farm and where to buy a farm. And I've taken people in our truck and I've shown them farms. I've shown them our farm. And do you know what? Not one person has taken my advice. They've taken advice of other people. And after they're all done, they tell me, sheepishly, they made a mistake. They followed somebody else's advice. They bought the wrong farm. It doesn't work. The house doesn't work. The land isn't right. Everything is wrong. And that's because they took someone else's advice. I don't get it. Why would you take advice from a realtor? Why would you take advice on how to buy a farm from someone who does not own a farm? Why would you do that? Right? You think Gwyneth knows about farming? Absolutely. Do you think we do? Absolutely. Do you think Kyle and Sharon and Kathy know about land and Dr. Sheely and Rich and Greg? Of course we do. These are the people who you should seek advice and counsel from when you're going to make the biggest move that any person makes in their life. You know, buying a farm. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, this is it. Realtors are there to sell properties. They're not there to help you. Okay? And I bought and sold, gosh, a lot of properties. before I finally ended up on this place 9 years ago, I bought and sold quite a number of houses and farms and an apartment, and I learned that realtors are there to sell you property. They're not there to show you what the best farm is for you. Now, if I was a real estate agent, I would sell people a farm that would be right for them. But most real estate agents are not like me. Okay, I couldn't live with myself if I just sold my client any farm off the rank, knowing that it was going to be bad for them. Like, here's an example. I'll give an example that I told you about earlier on in the week. I have a family member, and my family member has a brain injury, and he lives in the suburbs. And he's, for one reason or another, he's not able to sell the house that he lives in, but he doesn't have to make mortgage payments either. And if he ever said, you know, Gwyneth, what do you reckon I should do? I would actually tell him to stay in the suburbs in the house that he's in, because selling the house would be complicated for him. But I would say, definitely put in a vegetable garden, definitely put in fruit trees, definitely get an off-grid electrical and water supply happening. And that would be my advice to him. But for the majority of people, I would say, get out of here.
Yeah. And so, class, what's the first thing that a real estate agent looks at, and what's the second thing a real estate agent looks at when they're helping you find a property? Number one is the price of the property, and number two is the commission. Is it 5, 6, 7, or 8%? How do I know? I was a licensed real estate agent, and I only sold one property.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.